Shortly before his death, Apple founder Steve Jobs weighed into politics at the Cupertino City Council meeting in June of 2011.
As you know, we're the largest taxpayer in Cupertino, so we'd like to continue to stay here and pay taxes. That's number one.
At one point during the meeting, Jobs was asked if Apple would give the people of Cupertino free Wi-Fi.
See, I'm a simpleton. I've always had this view that we pay taxes and the city should do those things. That's why we pay taxes. Now, if we can get out of paying taxes, I'll be glad to put up Wi-Fi.
Just a billionaire simpleton, Steve Jobs there. But for one of the highest valuation companies in the world to be talking about property taxes in the hometown of Cupertino perhaps symbolizes both the folksy style and legendary political cluelessness of Silicon Valley's moguls. In his most recent New Yorker article, author George Packer notes that the tech oasis can feel more like a political bubble, where a knee-jerk libertarianism passes for sophisticated political philosophy. Well, Packer's New Yorker profile has produced a lot of comment in the Valley, pushback and soul-searching for techies all over the world. Hamish McKenzie is a reporter for Pando Daily, the self-described site of record for Silicon Valley, says the Valley is misunderstood. He joins us now. Hamish, welcome.
Thanks, and nice to be here.
You know, Packer's, I was at a tech conference down in Mexico City, and Packer's article had attracted a lot of attention among techies in Latin America as well. What do you make of Packer's premise, and how would you push back?
Oh, I don't think it's a terrible premise. I think there's some truth to it, but it oversimplifies in general what's going on in Silicon Valley and what's going on in the tech industry.
Do you think there are consequences to this that Packer said, that Apple apparently has plans to spend $5 billion to build what Packer calls an impenetrable ringed headquarters in the middle of a park, inward-looking places that keep tech workers from having even accidental contact with the surrounding community? Does that create an architectural bubble that then has political consequences?
Possibly. I do think there is some level of separation in the Valley that is potentially not healthy for society, but that's also quite an easy criticism to make. I just think that the issue is a little bit more complicated.
What do you make of the attempts by Mark Zuckerberg, who has described on various occasions that if people were more involved in Facebook, there might be less terrorism in the world? Mark Andreessen, who started Mosaic, in their attempts to get it be a part of the political campaigns. Andreessen, of course, supported Mitt Romney in the most recent presidential campaign.
Right, and Zuckerberg is now bankrolling an organization called Ford US, which is acting as a lobby group for the tech industry. And I've actually recently written an in-depth article about these guys. The intentions are good, but they've made a lot of missteps. It's sort of the stuff of novices. But I think in general, the worlds of Washington and the worlds of Silicon Valley are coming closer together, and there's going to be a lot of mistakes along the way. But in general, that's a healthier thing for society.
Do you think that Packer's depiction in his article that a lot of people in the Valley, and we're not talking necessarily about CEOs here, just general people in the Valley, have a mistrust of government because it moves so slow, it's so inflexible, and that notion of inflexibility in government is actually an interest on the part of techies to improve government, not to dismiss it?
Yeah, there's definitely that attitude. I'm not sure how widespread it is. You can't say it penetrates 100% of the entrepreneurs and investors in the Valley, but it's definitely prevalent. Some people are trying to work with government. Some people are trying to disrupt it. But as usual, it's messy and it's not easy to understand. And I think that Packer, while correctly identifying the problem, just oversimplifies it a bit.
Packer describes how he grew up in that area, went to high school there. Do you think he's a bit jealous that he didn't cash in on some of this? He went into journalism like an idiot?
Well, as anyone who's in journalism will tell you, they think it's the best profession in the world, and they wouldn't trade it in. So I wouldn't say that he's jealous, no.
That's your story, and you're going to stick by it. We're talking with Hamish McKenzie, who's a reporter for Pando Daily, an organ of record, journalistically covers the tech industry and Silicon Valley. What do you think is an indication of the political sophistication in the Valley? Who has this right?
An indication of the political sophistication? Who has the right?
Who's doing politics right? Who's on the right track here?
Well, there's one group called Engine Advocacy, which is a more low-profile group that represents the interests of the startup community, and they are trying to sort of act as a bridge between Washington and Silicon Valley. There's the group Forward.us, which is bankrolled by Mark Zuckerberg. They're a little bit more brash and out there and have got a lot more money, and they've upset a lot of people and alienated a lot of people, but they are trying to pull it back together. But then there are a bunch of startups and investing groups that are trying to do right by the world and not just be inward-focused and not just trying to solve the problems of rich people, but also trying to do things that will help society at large.
Do you think Washington operatives look at Silicon Valley as people who are easily manipulated, that it's great to have Zuckerberg front for your cause, and Zuckerberg may not be aware of some of the details of how Washington operates, particularly on K Street?
I think there are probably some people in Washington that look at Silicon Valley and see money and see an opportunity to get some ads bought, and that there will be some degree of manipulation going on. But people in the Valley are becoming increasingly sophisticated. They're not 100% of the way there yet, but it's getting better.
The Forward, before we go, the FWD group that you just mentioned is mostly focused on immigration right now. Any sense it will broaden its focus and deal with other issues?
Yeah, they're concentrating on immigration now until they say a bill gets passed. And then I imagine they're going to move on to other issues, including education.
Education in what sense?
I think advocating for education improvements for people working in science, technology, engineering, and math, which are the key subject areas that are important to Silicon Valley because there is a shortage of engineers.
Immigration and STEM education, two starting issues for Silicon Valley political operatives. Hamish McKenzie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hamish McKenzie is a reporter for Pando Daily, reacting to the article in The New Yorker by George Packer, which describes Silicon Valley as a political bubble. What do you think? Do you come from the Valley? Do you come from the tech industry? We'd love to hear your view on all of this. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.